Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
Thanks very much. We are slightly over where we kind of where the agenda set out we might be, but actually given, at least I speak for myself, the interest with which the presentations were, I think that perfectly made sense. We still can take a couple of kind of pressing comments or questions if there are some. And if you wouldn't mind just standing up so the camera can catch you, and if you wouldn't mind saying your name and which institution or organisation you represent. So if you want to start.
David Matthews from Times Higher Education. This year we're entering up to £9,000 fee environment. Do you think that will make it harder in the future for you to ask alumni to give? I mean, because they might just simply say, well, I'm giving every month in my pay packet. And not just because of the money, because of the perhaps more contractual relationship we're entering in higher education. I'd be interested in your thoughts.
Thanks, David. Are there any other kind of questions or comments? We'll try and take them all together. No? Okay. We'll just go round. Laurie, what's your sort of thoughts on that?
I mean, it's something that we've thought about, obviously, a lot. And again, we have turned to look at other countries, the US in particular, where they're kind of used to that. They're used to people paying very high fees. And in fact, there is an argument that people value the whole education more because they've paid for it. I think as fundraisers, you get quite irritated with people who have, you know, gone through the system years ago and paid nothing and are now doing really, really well, and you can't squeeze any money out of them. I do hope that, and I think it will be about the student experience. I mean, I think the whole relationship with the student and the institution has changed fundamentally, and I think we have to make sure that we deliver what we promise to deliver. And I think it's back to those pillars that you mentioned, that if we look after them through that process and probably pay more attention when they're students. I mean, I think institutions spend a lot of time attracting students, and then we get very interested in them once they've graduated, but I'm not sure as institutions how our marketing and certainly how the development office interacts. So we think we have to make philanthropy more visible so people see the benefits when they're actually a student. But I don't worry about it. That's not keeping me awake at night in the way other things are.
It's one of the, I mean, I think I agree with you. I guess one of the challenges, say, between the US and the UK, though, is that because it's actually, ironically, because it's an upfront fee more often than not in the United States, whereas actually it is a monthly deduction from the salary over for the majority of graduates now for the next 30 years, that they might feel that they're still giving, perhaps in the way in which some US graduates are. But I think the culture and student experience is probably more important.
Yeah, Michael? I think we're moving to a customer-based operation as opposed to just students. You know, they just happen to be there in some institutions. I think now we know that the mechanisms of KISS, for instance, is going to demand a higher level of student support, and therefore I think a higher level of buy-in from students. I know we are looking at how we can engage our student union to be more involved in the institution, take decisions along with us, committee work, engender new committees, new levels of support. And I think that's how they get hooked into you as an institution. Whether they want, as I said in my presentation, whether they want to give to you or not, I think is not the question to ask them. I think it's how they can help you as an institution. Our whole strategy is really based on sustainability. Can we be sustainable as a small institution in the years to come? And I think the students really respond to that more than the fact that they're paying more money. So I think that customer focus is a big thing. And they're investing. They're investing in the institution. They want to see that their $9,000 or whatever it is, we're at the high level, is going to be put into new services, new facilities. Once they see that, I think that sort of gets them on track.
Two things. One is, when the last fee increase happened, we had similar sorts of concerns. But actually, at Loughborough, for the last 3 years, we've had, for the first time, a grad gift. And we've got a growing number of students who are giving to the institution at the time they leave for something which they believe will benefit the quality of the student experience of the next group. So they've recently been buying bricks to improve the area outside the students' union. So that's them giving, despite the fact they have had to pay higher fees. Now, clearly, we don't know exactly what's going to happen when it goes to nine, but the repayment of the nine is not a gift, because a gift is a voluntary donation. This is a totally different kind of repayment. There have been discussions about would we as institutions want to somehow link philanthropic support so that people could either overpay or pay for longer when they've paid back the debt. And we've all said pretty together, this would not be a good idea, because what we're wanting to do is get gifts to the institution that are voluntary, that are part of, as has been said, a contract really to deliver an improvement in the student experience or an improvement in something else. So I'm not unduly worried, and we do know that in other climates where fees are higher, giving is higher too. I think it's all about what do they feel that it's what they give to the institution is going to make a difference over and above what would happen if they didn't give the gift. And that's about how you keep in touch and how you... harking back to the review, one of the reasons why I'm particularly keen to get as many people feeding into this whole discussion is that it may be that as time goes on, we aren't just so much looking to alumni as our only financial supporters. I'm very conscious that our major gifts to Loughborough in the last few years have not come from alumni. They've come from other donors who've liked what they see and want to support it because they see that as some sort of investment in something they want to deliver. Now, I'm not saying that alumni are not important, but I am saying that over the it may be that in the UK or in different economic times, we're not quite so dependent on that alumni body. But I'd like to know if that's what's happening in other institutions so that we can get in the review a clear statement about what we see happening in the UK now.
Great. Thanks very much, Shirley. I think in the interests of time, we probably will have to draw a line there. Can I firstly just ask you to thank the speakers for three excellent presentations. So thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.